This is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Featuring everybody's favorite giant leprechaun.
They're magically delicious, Becca.
From fizzlingpop.com.
They're ganging up on me, what'll I do?
Colin Burton.
Run.
And, nobody's favorite,
idiot.
Anything, Derek Knight.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
From sonofcheese.com.
Great googly moogly.
Everybody waiting for the Thanksgiving stuffing and the Thanksgiving turkey.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Hey, better late than never.
Hey, God!
Here them boys at with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
This is even better than a DuckTales episode.
Welcome to it. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. As you heard, I am Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. It's the big Thanksgiving episode, the official start to the holiday season. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com.
Hello.
And joining a special guest, as she does, she actually knows she's on this week. It's my sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, even those people who might not celebrate Thanksgiving. Give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ, that you're alive, all right? You people.
Right? There you go.
You're like, yeah, okay. So a couple weeks ago on the program, went absolutely effing nuts about the Pittsburgh Steelers fans and that goddamn fucking towel.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'd say three.
About 3 weeks ago, roughly. It was it might have been 3 or 4 because it was right after the Broncos played and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I might add, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, who could forget my profanity-laced tirade against the terrible towel. Of course, that actually alienated just a bit a couple of friends of mine, Andy, of course, who is from the Pittsburgh area and a staunch Steelers fan, and also Kathy, who used to work with us at the agency, she's from the state of Pennsylvania, and her husband is a staunch Steelers fan, and
you made them mad.
Made them mad, and to the point where Chad is Kathy's husband, waiting to kick my ass the next time he sees me. Of course, you know, why would I be afraid of a 6'4", 240-pound ex-Army sergeant? You know, please, you're going to have to do a lot better than that, all right? I may be only 5'9", and a fat 250, but, you know, you're going to have to do a little better than that. That just means I'm never going back out there. But anyway, today, out of the blue, completely out of the blue, I received a package at work, and in it was an item that I never thought I would be as close as I am right now. Holding in my hand, I have a terrible towel.
Mm-hmm.
An authentic Pittsburgh terrible towel. On it, it says, Myron Cope's official The Terrible Towel. A Pittsburgh original. It's got two little logos that to denote that this is the 75th season of Pittsburgh Steelers football, and it's got a little icon in the shape of a Heinz label that tells what game this towel was from, and it's the 2007 game Pittsburgh versus Baltimore on Monday, November 5th. This came along with a little commemorative coin, an anniversary medallion that also denotes the 75th season of Steelers football, and I was flabbergasted. I mean, sending me a terrible towel is like finding a dingo to babysit for you. It's just, it's just wrong because you know what I'm going to do to this towel. But there was a note inside the package from Kathy, and it says, and I quote, just sending some lovin' straight from DeBerg, meaning Pittsburgh, and it's got three smiley faces. Then there's a squiggly line, and it says, this terrible towel was with us at the Steelers-Ravens game on November 5th. It poured. Apparently it was rainy. Great game, though. Pittsburgh is a great town. It was Chad's birthday present. We ate at Jerome Bettis' restaurant, which sucked. Went to a book signing with Terry Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green, and a bunch of other famous peeps. Then got rained on. Smiley face. In parentheses, it says, come on, you don't really hate the towels all that much, right? Smiley face, heart, KGH, for Kathy Grill Heppel. And Kathy, I really appreciate the gift. I don't know if this is like one of those, you know, try to find the soft spot things where you find you find something that somebody hates and you expose them to it, so maybe they'll soften on it. But No, I do. I do hate the towels that much. So thank you for sacrificing this one and putting it in my vile hands, because I am going to do such unspeakable horror to this particular terrible towel.
Give it to me.
What do you want to do with it?
It's a cool collector's item. You shouldn't hurt it.
I'm sorry. What?
Don't hurt the towel.
Why? Why are you on the towel side?
The towel didn't do anything to you.
I thought you and I were family, and I thought you were a Broncos fan.
I am, but it's that whole collector in me. Don't hurt the towel.
Oh, this towel will be destroyed. Now, what I will say, Heather, is I will not destroy the anniversary medallion, because even I recognize how cool this is.
Okay. Well,
what I will say, and again, Kathy, thank you very much for the gift. Out of the blue, it takes me by surprise, and please do not be offended that I will actually pass this along to somebody who I know can appreciate and enjoy it. The medallion, I mean. I'm keeping the towel. Believe me, I'm keeping the towel. But the medallion will likely go to the Bison, Andy Kelly, who's a staunch Steelers fan, and we'll treat it with the reverence that it probably deserves, because I won't. Because, yes, contrary to that little last sentiment at the end of the little note, I do hate the towels all that much. I really, really do. I wasn't kidding in my my horrible, horrible, not work-safe rant from 3 or 4 weeks ago. I wasn't kidding. That was the culmination of my hating this towel since I was a young lad. So, again, you know, thanks for sacrificing, taking one for the team, so to speak. But this towel will meet its demise in a very unfortunate manner. Now, what I will say is this. You kids out there may have a say in what happens to the towel. Listener out there, you know you exist, all three or four of you who might have a stake in this, because there's also Evil Science Chick. She's a listener and also, ironically enough, a Steelers fan. So you should know, Evil Science Chick, that I have in my possession a terrible towel, and terrible things are going to be done to this. So you can, and Heather, you could spearhead the Save the Towel campaign if you'd like. Go ahead.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get some interest in, you know, like to melt my cold Grinch heart in this matter.
And your heart can grow three sizes and love the towel.
Or the towel can be soiled and burned that day. It will shrink three sizes because of the heat of the terrible inferno. So yeah, I'm going to this Friday, hopefully I will have a photo blog up of me handling the towel and displaying various, kind of pantomiming various demises this towel can make. And then I will take suggestions from, like, oh, I don't know, all four of the people that read to my blog or listen to this podcast to see exactly how the towel will meet its demise and how reverent or non-reverent I should be. Now, understanding that our fan base, if we can call it that, is pretty heavily swayed to the Pittsburgh side. We're heavily weighted Pittsburgh on our fan base, which I just don't understand. But so that may play in the destruction of this particular terrible towel. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I had something to say, but you just kept on talking and talking, and now it's too late. So
it's never too late, Colin. Please to add your sentiment.
Past.
We can always backtrack.
Yeah, back it up with like 6 minutes or so of your ramblings. And
okay,
I was just gonna say. I was gonna say that if only Kathy could have seen when you were talking about it at work. Your hands
the look
were,
on my face.
Well, not that. No, what your hands were doing. They were twisting and cranking this towel like it was.
Yes.
Like you were trying to throttle it. Unconsciously throttle this towel. It was so.
It wasn't
funny.
Unconscious at all, actually.
Yeah.
Imagine, Colin, if the physical representation of many years of hatred were suddenly placed in front of you, what you might do to such a physical representation.
I don't know if I hate that much. I think you hate more than I do. You're more full.
Yeah,
of
but I know there's. What if, say, a soft, fuzzy representative of the RIAA were just to drop by?
No.
Or better yet, be given to you as a present. To do with as you please.
I would try to turn it to my bidding.
Yes, but see, there's nothing I can do There's nothing I can do to this terrible towel to turn it to the side of good. It's
no, but I do.
Terrible.
I do have an idea of something you could do to it.
Okay.
But I mean, do you want me to save it or?
No, no. I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, all right. Well, one idea would be to stuff it down your pants and go jogging for about a half hour.
I don't think one jog's worth of ball sweat is enough for this thing. I'm sorry. Okay. I know that probably sounds like a worst case scenario for you, but I'm thinking of something significantly more vile.
Really?
Or a series of significantly more vile events culminating in, you know, a coup de grace event.
Huh. Well, you're the one that's
we might be able to work that in as like, well, that could be an appetizer to the whole 7-course meal of destruction for the terrible towel. How's that?
Yeah, it's your towel, man. It's, yeah.
What I'm thinking is kind of a live destruction event, replete with the wireless microphones and stuff that we can record for the podcast.
Right.
Right. We might have to do it late at night so we can do it live on Blog Talk Radio, too. See if we get any, you know, like, listeners to call in.
Right.
Save the towel, but I'll say, no, I am a vengeful and spiteful god, and I rule over this towel with an iron fist.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand why you're not as, this just doesn't interest you, or what?
Yeah. Why would it?
Well,
seriously,
yes,
you
but
know
no.
Me. Why would this interest me that much? Seriously.
I would at least think it would. I mean, I know you that you're a fag and you don't like sports, but I thought it might at least appeal to that little boy inside you that craves destruction.
I threw out my suggestion. You minimalized it, so fuck
I
you.
Poo-pooed
you
it. Yes, I poo-pooed it. Indeed. You know why I poo-pooed it? Not thick enough, Mr. Burton. We need to be thinking outside of the underwear. That was a metaphor for thinking outside the box, and it just completely stopped the show. I realized that. But come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Save the towel.
You know what? You go to hell. That's all I got to say. I don't even know you anymore. What do you mean, save the towel?
Collector in me, I'm sorry. I mean, you wouldn't
want
me to soil that cool Rocktober towel that Dad has.
What?
The Rockies towel?
What about it?
You wouldn't want somebody to do something horrible to it.
Well, why would somebody want to do something horrible to that? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. How could anybody harbor any hatred towards the Rockies?
How? How?
Or their little towel.
Their
helpless little Rocktober towel. I just don't see the significance. I'm sorry. I don't make the connection there.
You just don't want to see it.
I've never said I'm not completely biased. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. This is the terrible towel, Heather. I'm holding it. I'm wrenching it in my hands right now. Heather, think about this. This is the terrible towel. Remember when we hated Bubby Brister? Remember?
I never hated Bubby.
Oh, you hated him. We hated him. We called him Buffy. Remember before he was a Bronco when he was a Steeler? Huh?
I must have blocked all that out. He became a Bronco and now he's wonderful. Yay!
It's like a baptism.
Don't you remember? Come on.
I remember
didn't we grow
Bernie
up in
Kosar?
The same... What?
I remember hating Bernie Kosar.
Well, yeah, but that was just the dog pound. I mean, but this... I mean, it's not like somebody's going to ship me a fire hydrant or a dog or something. This is a portable representation of all we hated growing up.
I think you hate more than I do.
Yep.
If it was something like from the Raiders or the Chiefs.
I thought you were a Broncos fan.
I hate in your head.
I really did. I thought you were a proud citizen of Broncos country.
I am.
Oh, I am so disappointed. Wait till the message board on BroncosCountry.com hears of this transgression.
Oh, pshaw.
oh, pshaw.
She's sitting
indeed.
Here in her Bronco hoodie and she has her Bronco scarf on because she's cold.
Mm-hmm. So see, Bronco fan up.
Don't you have a furnace at your palatial estate,
we
Mr.
do.
Cole?
Justin left the door open when the dog was out, so it got cold. So it's going to take a little while for it to get back up. It's a big house. It's hard to heat. It's drafty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
You should hate the towel, though.
Fine.
You really should.
Or me.
Please do hate the towel.
I don't hate anything.
Please, please do be hating the yellow and black towel that is in front of me. Myron Cope's official, the terrible towel. If for nothing else, can you hate the grammar? Myron Cope's official, the terrible towel?
Yes, I can hate that.
I mean, because that's just half retarded right there. I mean, no offense to you Pittsburgh fans and our fan base, which is all of you, but that's stupid. Who is this Myron Cope fucker anyway, huh? What is he, some sort of bigwig in the organization? Oh, you know what's going to happen is he's probably going to be like a highly regarded Steeler who died of cancer or something.
Probably.
Yeah,
hissing on his grave. Yeah, just dredge up those painful memories.
Just remember.
Just like Andy's comment.
The opinions of Derek are not necessarily the opinions of everybody in the show.
Although they should be.
But they're not.
But they should be.
But they're not.
But, you know, you want to talk about stirring up troubles.
Okay.
I want to read for you kids. I know you've read it before, but I'm going to read for the entire listener base of six or seven. Andy's comment, of course, Andy being the staunch Steelers fan, among staunch Steelers fans in our listener base. I'm going to read his comment in regards to my rant about the towel on an earlier podcast. So while I look that up, why don't you kids fill time with, I don't know, a story or something. Go.
Talk about the game.
Well, you're the one that should talk about the games.
Okay. I spent $170 today at Best Buy on one video game.
Are you talking about Rock Band?
I'm talking about Rock Band.
Okay.
Shocked me.
Well, they had it set up at Best Buy.
Well, before we go, did you have $170 to spend?
Yeah. This is kind of like...
Oh, please. I got $170 in my couch cushion.
I could spend $170.
Okay, Dad.
Well, no, I just got paid, and this is kind of like the family Christmas present, so... But they had it set up at Best Buy, and this little, like, four-year-old was playing it, and it was so cute watching him play it. But you're only allowed to play two songs before you have to give it up. So he gave it up, and I played the drum solo on Tom Sawyer, and I did...
Okay, hold that thought.
Holding.
From episode 71, the comments from, dare I say, the Peanut Gallery. The Pittsburgh Peanut Gallery.
There you go. Pittsburgh Peanuts.
Gil, we'll start with Kathy Grill Heppel's comment. She's the one, of course, who sent me the terrible towel. And I quote, "Wow, I'm glad you waited till after your visit to spew all this vitriol about Pittsburgh, terrible towels, and all that. Sergeant Heppel, Chad, her husband, is a devoted Steelers fan. Personally, I could give a shit." Oh, so that's good to know. That's probably why she sent me the towel. She could give a shit. "I follow college football more than anything, blah, 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 but you managed to throw in a nice couple of cheap shots to your Pennsylvania listeners. Nice job. F you too."
F you.
I thought was nice.
Yeah.
I like Justin Carmichael. Yes, yes, yes. Love the rant. Go, Derek. The truth cannot be stopped.
You only like it on your side.
What's that?
I said you only like it because it's on your side.
You know it. But, and of course, I had talked about having a belligerent bell and somebody should ding me if I went too far. Well, of course, Andy's comment starts out sounding very hurt. It says, ding, first the Steelers, then the Pope. Of course, he's a staunch Catholic in addition to being a Steelers fan. "Would you like to take a swipe at my dead grandmother next? For a random podcast, I certainly detected a recurring theme. Let's shit on everything Andy holds sacred. You are what you eat, you damn bully." Which I found, it was just Andy trying to be funny and poke the bear, so to speak, but it made me slightly sad.
Yeah.
So I responded with, "So which side of the family was this dead grandmother from anyhow? Just so I could, if I was going to take a swipe at her, I knew who she was." I'm not going to. I'm going to send him a coin.
Yay!
It'll make it all better. Tell him to avert his eyes when he finds out what I'm going to do.
He must have forgiven you because he still visited with you after the fact. So
that is true. He appeared even on an episode of the podcast following that. So the Halloween episode, spooky.
Oh well, then that should give you your timetable right there.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm so bad with like thinking and stuff.
Actually, you're right there on the webpage, and it says the number. Do the math. I mean, I know that math isn't your strong suit, but that's just like subtraction.
Anyway, we're done talking about that. We're going to move on to talking about video games. Now, I'm going to set up your story about Rock Band, which you've already started, by saying that I recently picked up Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock for the Wii. And there's really not much difference between the Wii version and any other version, except that with the other versions, you're allowed to download more songs, whereas the Wii version just comes with them all, because you can't really download songs for the Wii like you can for the Xbox 360 because of the whole, you know, lack of a hard drive thing.
Oh,
but you can play online with the Wii using the Wi-Fi connection, but standalone guitars won't be available, so you can, you know, play two-player until the end of January, apparently. But I've already beaten the game on the easy level and beaten the devil to win my soul back. And the bonus song, what's that, Colin?
I said, if only.
If only. Hey, all right, whatever. Well, you have to battle the devil with a metal version of Devil Went Down to Georgia, not surprising.
Ooh.
But the bonus song on the easy level when you beat the game and you defeat the devil is Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. And I can't imagine trying that song on anything above easy. It's long and it's fast and there's buttons to push. But it's a fun song to have available to play now in the quick play mode, just for the hell of it.
I'm excited to try that.
I was
over.
Yeah, you'll get your whack at it, and I'm thinking about trying to move up to medium, but I think I should probably have a perfect on easy first. And the problem is, as soon as I start, it's kind of like when I'm playing hockey. If I think about a shutout, I'm going to let in a goal. But if I start thinking, hey, I might have a perfect chunk,
that's exactly what happens to me.
I'm going to miss a key.
Yep.
And I also get distracted by things like 50-note streak because it comes up on the screen. I'm like, oh, shit, what was that? And star power ready. It's like if star power is ready, I guarantee I'm going to miss something. It's like, tick-chunk.
I can't not hit, miss a button if I do star power.
Yeah, you bring it up and you miss the next note. Yeah. That's why I look for kind of like a break to hit the star power so I can see what's coming.
Yep.
Because I'm completely lame. But earlier this week, the day that Rock Band came out for the Xbox 360, the Don and Mike radio show, a show I listened to out of Washington, D.C., they picked it up and they played it on the air. And so I got to hear some old guys fuck it up, essentially. And so I want your take on Rock Band now. Go.
This is the most fun I have ever had playing a video game in my life.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so much
fun.
Now,
for the $170, did you get it for the Xbox 360?
Yes. And it came with...
what's it come with?
Microphone, wireless guitar. No, it's not wireless. It's not wireless. It's a guitar.
It's different than the Guitar Hero guitars, though.
Yeah, there's like two sets.
That's what I hear. Now, does it have like buttons representing the strings on both locations? So it's not quite as simple as Guitar Hero?
No, there's the main set that you would use like on Guitar Hero, but then there's another set that's lower that you use on solos if you want.
And you
don't have to strum. But
you don't have to strum?
That's what it says. I don't know. I've only looked at it. I haven't tried it or done anything with it myself.
Okay, so it comes with a microphone, a guitar.
And the drums.
What do the drums look like?
The drums are cool. It's just this little stand, and it's got just like five circly pads.
Yeah.
Four circly pads, and then a foot pedal.
Okay.
And that's what you can do. You can either play solo and you can pick your instrument, or you can form a band if you've got enough people. Well, at the time, there was four of us. So, and this is actually kind of cute. Christina wanted to be the drummer. I wanted to be the singer. So Jordan was going to be the guitar player.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got three girls down there trying to set up this Xbox 360 game, so we had to ask Justin how to do it, so he said, I guess I'm your manager. But we got it all set up, and we played it, and it's a lot of fun. It's just, you know, you can be a band, and Jordan...
So is it like Karaoke Revolution meets Guitar Hero meets Drum Hero, or...?
Yeah, actually. And
now, what's the maximum... instruments that you can have?
You can have four.
Two guitars,
the drums, and the mic.
Yeah, the mic.
Is the second guitar rhythm, or is it bass?
It would be bass.
You can do, well, you can do either one, because the kids and I started our band tonight, and Justin is the bass player. We have, like, a ghost guitar player.
Right, but if there were two guitars in play, one would be bass and one would be rhythm, so.
Always, or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't switch off in that case. I think.
No, it would be bass and guitar, yeah.
But the... Okay. What little I saw of this, the customization is incredible.
Really?
Yeah, the background graphics are amazing. I know the people playing it don't really notice them, but just watching it was
That's one thing you were talking about with the when I would tell you I got it for the Wii, you're like, well, what about the graphics? I was like, dude, I don't give a freaking crap what's going on. I'm focusing on the little buttons that I got to push. Yeah.
But
I don't know what's going on to the right or left of me. I don't care.
Heather can probably explain this bit a bit more, but in the career mode, as you're playing, you gain fans, a number of fans. You can only gain up to a certain level unless you increase your difficulty. And you earn things like tour buses and things like that.
We just won a tour bus.
Yeah.
Right before nice. We had to quit. Yeah, we just won a tour bus.
It looks extremely deep.
It's awesome. I mean, you can customize your character. And you get to choose where you're from and pick your name and
pick your friends and pick your nose.
Pretty much. It was just awesome. And then somehow I ended up being the drummer.
Okay.
And Jordan is the singer. And Jordan singing Nirvana is the cutest thing ever.
Is it?
She doesn't.
So the only extra peripheral that you're missing right now would be that second guitar, correct?
Right. Which we could pick up another wired guitar somewhat cheaper since Guitar Hero 2 has been out for the 360 for quite a while.
So do the Guitar Hero guitars work with Rock Band?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's actually, Rock Band was made by Harmonix, who did the first
two.
The
original developer of Guitar Hero.
Yeah. So, but you've got to come try this. It's amazing. It's just...
You know what I think we might have to do is do what Don and Mike did and set it up so that we can record ourselves playing the game.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which we could do because there is a television back here in the studio.
That's true. We'd have to.
And I can figure out a way to run that straight through the board.
Right. So you're talking about me lugging the 360 around, huh?
For the sake of the show,
I don't know, man. See, here's the problem.
I'm suggesting it.
Hold on, that's a small TV, though, isn't it? And it is
a small TV.
One downside to Rock Band is everybody's little bars and stuff are on the screen at once.
Yeah.
It's not like they take turns, so on a smaller TV, it's going to be harder to see when you have to hit the buttons.
So bring over your big TV, too.
No!
Yeah.
Right in.
Not happening.
Oh.
The best thing.
Well, either way, yes, whether we record it or not, we definitely do need to all get together and play it.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bring over Guitar Hero, since I have Wii as well.
Did you get to be Slash?
Beat him.
Oh, you beat him. Oh.
He's a boss. Tom Morello / the Devil. There's the bosses you have to beat on the easy level.
Cool.
And once you beat them, they get, you can play an encore with them afterward.
Oh.
With the exception of the Devil, he just,
Well, what kind of songs are on there?
There's a lot of, it said Legends of Rock, but there's a lot of songs that I just flat out don't recognize and from bands that I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's how it is. Rock Band too.
But there are, and actually I compared the set list for Rock Band and for Guitar Hero 3, and they're actually somewhat similar. But there are songs, some of the songs are, well, Slow Ride by Foghat is one of the start out songs. There's, Welcome to the Jungle is in there. One by Metallica is in there.
Ooh.
Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols is in there, but it was re-recorded and it sounds like ass, unfortunately.
Well, yeah,
in my opinion. Johnny Rotten is kind of like Wayne Newton in that way. He doesn't sound at all like he used to.
So they actually, on Guitar Hero 3, they actually have the original artists doing it now?
Yes. If it's not the original master, it's re-recorded by the original artists. That's what I read.
Are you sure about that? Because most of the songs for 1 and 2, and I think the other...
Yeah, they just had studio musicians.
Yeah, studio musicians play it.
Well, I read that they got the original artists together to re-record some tracks, and I'll tell you what, the other tracks, you'll have to listen to them, but they sound like the original masters, and I don't mean to brag, but if there's one thing I can pick out after years in radio, it's an original master.
Well, and I believe you on that, yeah.
So, but you play it and you tell me what you think, but there's certain, seriously, I don't see how, I mean, I understand, there's a lot of, but no, this is some top-notch crap.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we've just, as a family, we've collectively just blown money on stuff left and right.
Yeah.
Because I also picked up for the Wii MLB Power Pros, which is a Japanese video game. And I showed Colin the trailer for it. It's very, very in-depth baseball simulation with all of the major league teams and the players. And it's done in a chibi style. Is it chibi or chibi, Colin?
I've always called it chibi, but...
Chibi. So it's just little fat-headed Japanese animation, but it's the best baseball simulator I've ever played. So you get the... on one hand, you get the great, simplistic, cartoony look of the game, but it's, on the other hand, you're playing a really fun baseball simulation. And, of course, I'm playing a season as the Rockies, and... It keeps records of milestones. When I started the season, Todd Helton was 4 RBI away from 1,000 for his career. And it kept letting me know that every time he got up to bat. And so I continued to hit home runs with him. Well, after he hit his 1,000th, he took, a victory lap, and, the crowd gave him an ovation. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, and it's fun. It really is fun.
That was one thing, too, about Rock Band. We noticed, we were playing a charity event. We weren't going to get paid, but we were going to gain fans.
Yeah.
And the song that we played was Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. The crowd was singing with us if we got good enough. It was awesome.
Yeah. That is funny. That's fun. Yeah. Well, that's really making me want to come over and try it. So.
Oh, you have to. Maybe if we don't stay up,
Yeah.
Up there too late eating turkey, you can stop by and give it a try.
Yeah, we could have a Rock Band Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
My kind of holiday.
Yeah, what the hell? So, yeah, speaking of which, kids, I hope you all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. It's the start to the holiday season. And if you're going to go out and shop on Black Friday, some of the stores are opening as early as midnight, I guess. And Kohl's is opening at 4 in the morning, which is just insane if you think about it.
I decided years ago never to go shopping on Black Friday ever again.
That's the worst ever.
I've never actually gone. I mean, I've gone shopping on the day after Christmas with gift certificates and stuff that I got for Christmas, but I have never in my life that I can recollect gone shopping on Black Friday. I hate people so much, and I hate crowds so much that does not sound like any fun whatsoever to me.
You literally take your life in your own hand. It's the most scariest thing I've ever had to go through.
I've heard people tell me that. I guess people have gone down, especially to Walmart, because they advertise those really special deals, and there's literal stampedes and fights. And I don't think it's not worth going to jail over a $99 digital camera. I'm sorry. It's not. And it's not worth going to the hospital specifically.
No, there was an incident one year. Luckily, that was the year I stopped going, but my ex-mother-in-law was telling us a story about this lady who picked up two DVD players when it said one per customer, and this lady followed her around the store giving her crap, so she picked up the DVD player and whipped it at the woman's head. Said, here, take it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go. So if you kids are thinking about braving it, you listener out there, braving Black Friday, good luck. Be safe. Don't get trampled or in a fight or beat to shit.
Beamed with a DVD.
Unless you're going to get my Christmas present, in which case, risk it all. Risk it all and get me something nice. So, as always, kids, thanks for listening. I am Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. I do have a terrible towel. Thank you, Kathy, and we'll see exactly what happens. You listener, you have a voice in this, as small as it may be, but let me know what you do or do not want me to do with this unfortunate terrible towel. We'll see you back again next Wednesday. Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com joined us as always.
Be safe. Have a great Thanksgiving.
And special guest, my sister Heather from Mad It's Fan.
Happy Thanksgiving. Save the towel.
Indeed, don't save the towel, but have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you back again next Wednesday.